What a perfect day. The only thing that would make this better is if I had a big bucket of ice water dumped on my head right now.
By now, you've probably heard about the ice bucket challenge. Basically, you dump ice water on your head. But first, you challenge others to follow suit. The stunt raises money to research the debilitating disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Right now, we are running countrywide with both our chapters and the national organization at about $15.6 million.
Barbara Newhouse is president of the ALS Association. With help from this viral video campaign, the association has raised millions in just a few weeks, which means it can fund more research and help more families affected by the disease, families like the Lewises.
My father was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's last November. The disease immediately started ripping through his system at a very fast pace, where his body deteriorated very quickly, and on April 27th, he passed away.
A few months later, the Ice Bucket campaign took off. His friends challenged him, but Lewis was on the fence.
I remember the last couple of weeks thinking, I wasn't quite sure how I would feel if I was nominated. Three of my friends nominated me. I just thought this would be a great time just to, you know, advertise everything, you know.
So he took the Ice Bucket challenge, and in the first 4 hours after he posted, Matt's video had raised more than $2,000. Barbara Newhouse says social media have changed the way nonprofits do business.
What we've seen with the Ice Bucket Challenge is it's probably a game changer for all of us in the fundraising world.
And Nikki Usher, an assistant professor at George Washington University, agrees.
And if you want to be able to be a player in the fundraising arena and to reach people that you haven't reached before, you have to reach people who you're not immediately going to be connected to. And one of the ways you do that is through social media.
Newhouse says the challenge now is to properly distribute the millions of dollars raised so far. Probably not the worst problem a nonprofit could have. And that gives hope to people like Matt Lewis.
Big fan of what everyone's been doing with that. It's raised a ton of awareness and a ton of money, and hopefully that will keep staying strong going forward.
The videos are everywhere, and they feature celebrities calling out everyone from their friends to President Barack Obama. While some videos are outright failures, for most, it's a fun way to raise awareness about a disease. But for some people, it means there's hope for the future and for a cure. Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.
Oh, my God. That's so good.